Hepatitis C, a deadly virus that infects as many as 5 million Americans. New medications can cure almost all patients, but they are very expensive. Richard Knox looks at what this means for patients who cannot get access to the drugs they need.
Meet Walter Bianco. He's had hepatitis C for 40 years.
I'm a 65 years old, semi-retired remodeling contractor from Mesa, Arizona.
He can't work very much. Some days he doesn't have energy to do much more than take care of his tropical birds.
There's two Asian parrots, and then I have an African gray.
Most people with hep C don't know they're infected. Bianco's known for 20 years, and he knows how he got it.
From injecting street drugs when I was in my 20s.
He hasn't done that for many years.
I've been in AA for 32 years, drug-free and alcohol-free.
But once you're infected, the virus sticks around. Its damage is slow and insidious, and Bianco's reaching the end of the road.
The condition of my liver is the stage next to becoming cirrhotic.
Cirrhosis of the liver is severe scarring. It can lead to liver failure, requiring a transplant, if that's possible, and it can lead to liver cancer. More and more baby boomers, like Walter Bianco, are approaching this stage of chronic hep C infection. Some got it from transfusions before 1992, when blood was not screened for the virus. Some from sharing razors or toothbrushes. Others from contaminated needles used for tattoos or in hospitals. Some from sexual transmission. Bianco's liver specialist, Dr. Hugo Vargas of Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, says his situation is common.
There isn't a day that goes by where I don't have a story very similar to Mr. Bianco's.
Vargas has been trying to stave off the deadly complications of Bianco's infection. Nothing's worked. But today, there's a very good chance that Bianco can be cured of his hep C.
People are ecstatic, and it really is amazing to be here, to be seeing what's happening.
What's happening is that potent new drugs for hep C are curing more than 90% of patients. Just a few years ago, cure rates were 50% or less. But there's a big problem, the cost. One of the new drugs called Sovaldi costs $1,000 a pill. Vargas says Sovaldi, combined with another new drug called Elicio, is highly effective in patients like Bianco when older drugs fail. And the new drugs are easy to take. Bianco says the older drugs caused horrible side effects.
Just terrible itching, terrible headaches, nausea.
But Medicare won't pay for the drugs that Vargas says Bianco needs. Medicare officials wouldn't comment on coverage of new hep C drugs. A spokesman says that the federal program turns such decisions over to private insurers that administer its drug plan. One of those private insurers has twice rejected Vargas's prescription because the FDA hasn't approved the use of the two drugs in combination. Together, they cost around $150,000. Bianco says he can't possibly afford to pay that on his own.
Well, it is a lot of money, and there are a lot of hep C sufferers out there. I think the Medicare were probably thinking that if we can hold off for a year or two, some of these following drugs will be cheaper.
But Dr. Vargas says Bianco may not have that long to wait.
If he were my father, I would want Mr. Bianco to be treated now, not in a year. Not in a year and a half.
It's not clear yet how insurers and government programs will cope with the problem. Lately, payers have expressed alarm at the billions of dollars that hep C drugs could cost them. Elicio costs around $66,000 per patient for a 12-week course of treatment. Sovaldi costs $84,000.
People were very shocked by the price of one of the particular medicines because it hit a threshold that I think was sort of a psychological barrier in terms of this is too expensive.
That's Dr. Kamala Graham of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. But she says the cost per patient is not unique.
We have a lot of drugs where we spend in that, you know, $80,000 to $100,000 range, and the outcome is not cure.
She's talking about drugs for diseases like arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and cancer. The cost problem with hep C drugs is that millions of people will need them. And Graham says many of them can't wait long for their chance at a cure.
Hepatitis C is a ticking time bomb. We have a very limited amount of time to get in here and alter the course of the disease for a good number of people.
Or a lot of them will suffer liver failure and liver cancer, and that will cost a lot more to treat in the long run. For NPR News, I'm Richard Knox.
Richard's story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR and Kaiser Health News.